Every now and then, you just got to give space to the musicians, you know? They are so faithful to always take care of things for you with regard to praise, providing that atmosphere of faith. Every now and then, just turn them loose. Let them go. Hallelujah. Anybody else got something before we go on? Wow, I guess so. Most of us have met Ross at some point. He used to be around a little bit every now and then. Now he's back off in the country and other places. Awesome, awesome word. It really is a wonderful thing when you realize that you've made a difference in somebody's life. Totally, totally awesome. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else? Okay. Possibly, maybe, I should apologize for being pretty much in the same place that we've been for the past several weeks. We've gone at it from different angles, but the core remains the same. As I was interceding over you guys the other day, literally, I was just overwhelmed. Just began to weep before the Lord because I felt like deep down inside the love of God toward his people and saying, really, I want them free. And Leviticus 25:10 has come up over and over again, just out of my mouth, in my mind, to proclaim liberty throughout the land to all the inhabitants thereof. And especially over the last several months, the concept, the picture in my mind of what that really means, what it's speaking to the people. And again, context. When he said, proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all the inhabitants thereof, that's the Jubilee, right? And I'm not doing this again, like I said last week, because that's the name that's on the building. It's because that's what Jesus went around preaching. He went about proclaiming good news to the meek, to those who would humble themselves to receive it, the opening of their eyes so that they could see that God was setting them free to deliver them from all of the tyranny, the bondage of the enemy, because that's what the Spirit of God was on him, anointed him to do. And in that proclamation, he said, to proclaim the year of the Lord, the year of the favor of the Lord. That's the reference to the Jubilee. Okay, listen, this is going to set up where everything we're going to say. Those people, when the ram's horn blew and the 50th year had come, all of those people were already Jews. Got it? And yet, for many of them, through problems, mistakes, missteps, circumstance, whatever, they have wound up over time. In this case, since the last Jubilee, that would have been 49 years. That was the 50th, right? Through maybe a generation, for whatever reason, they have wound up losing their property or being put in bondage. In some way, they had been drawn away from the blessings of God. So God set it up that on the 50th year, when that horn blew, everybody went free. Okay? Again, the context. These people were already Jews, right? We weren't bringing in the sheaves. They were already there. Okay. Galatians 5:1 literally reads this: stand fast in liberty. Stand fast in liberty. Christ has set us free. That's what he came to do. That was the foundation, the core of everything he did, whether it was healing the sick, casting out devils, preaching the kingdom of God, giving his body up, going to the cross, or the power of his resurrection. All that he did was to set us free. Free. Christ has set us free. Why would Paul have written, stand firm in your liberty? Because in this case, again, context, writing to the church at Galatia, they had come into the knowledge of God. They had received Jesus. They were set free, as Romans would say, from the law of sin and death. And people had come into that church and began to tell them, oh, that's all well and good that you've accepted Jesus, and certainly you're born of the Spirit. However, there are things you have to do. There are ordinances you have to keep. First of all of you have to be circumcised. And then we have to look at these ordinances and we have to follow these things. And Paul said, what is your problem? Having begun in the Spirit, how is it that you think you're winding up perfecting it in the flesh? Selah. Stand firm. Don't let anybody draw you away from the liberty, because Christ has set you free. Therefore, do not entangle yourselves again in the yoke of bondage. Context. What are we talking about? We're talking about this church, these people, this ecclesia, this group of people who had come together, who had received the freedom that is in Christ Jesus. And Paul is saying, do not entangle yourselves again into the yoke of bondage. For most all of my life, when I would think about that, in Hebrews 12, which we're going to get to,